Pat de Junior. Inglés con todo el espíritu navideño de Vaughan. Llama al 911-335-832. 911-335-832. ¡Ho, ho, ho! Estas Navidades, regala inglés. Regala Vaughan.
Hello, hello everybody, and welcome to the Drive Time Show. That's right, it is that time. It's Drive Time. We got a wonderful show for today. We have two very special guests in the studio today. Two very special guests, although my headphones aren't working. Amigo, yes, Dan, there they are, they're working. We have a great show today. We're going to talk comedy, everybody. We have a comedy group in the studio. And also a Canadian connection, right, Trisha?
Yeah.
That's right. It's Trisha Audette along with your partner in comedy, Fernando. How are you, Fernando? ¿Qué tal?
Fine. Good. Very well.
Good. So we have a nice show. We're going to talk about comedy today, but that's not all, folks. We got lots to learn today. We're also going to talk a bit of history because that's what I do. We talk about history. Do you remember Enron?
Mm-hmm.
You probably don't come to the radio to talk about Enron very often, but it's going to happen today because it was the anniversary of the Enron scandal. Ooh. A scandal. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Also, a strange story about a grandfather who has finished spending 3 weeks turning his home into a Christmas wonderland. What does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what that means. We'll talk a little bit about that strange story. And also some music. If we get to it, we're going to talk about the song The Wall by Pink Floyd. Do you know that one?
I do.
Pink Floyd.
Yes.
And we're going to listen to that song and we're going to look at the lyrics. We have challenges, retos, grammar, pronunciation, and lots to come on today's show with very special guests. So let's get things started. My name is Kyle Miller and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
All right, everybody. Yes, welcome to the Drive Time Show. It is Monday. How was your weekend, Tino? Good? Hombre, he says, hombre, claro que sí. He had a good weekend, and we have very special guests in the studio. Trisha Audette is here. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Yeah, actually, two-thirds of us in the room are Canadian. How great is that?
That's a greater percentage than usual.
Yeah.
We have Trisha Audette, fellow Canadian. I'm excited about that. And Fernando, who is from Toronto, right, Fernando?
Near
Toronto. Now, are you from Madrid, Fernando?
I'm from Seville.
Ah, Seville.
Yeah, I'm born in Seville.
I was born in Seville. Uh-huh.
But now I am living in Reus, Tarragona.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't live in Madrid?
No, I only come to Madrid for a job.
For work. For special occasions like your show,
yep.
Live Story.
Yeah.
Live Story, which, by the way, is playing on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, yeah.
On Wednesday. At the Chocita del Loro.
Yeah.
In Madrid.
It's a huge honor. It's the first show in English at La Chocita on Gran Vía, so it's very exciting.
Yeah, because La Chocita is like the definitive comedy place in Madrid.
Yeah.
And maybe even in Spain.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I think it's the place to be. All the comedians are working to get into La Chocita. It's a really good club.
So many years. I believe that 22, maybe.
Yeah.
Years. Do it comedy. The people continue, come to the shows.
They keep going. They can't stop.
They can't get enough.
They can't resist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I have so many questions. I have a lot of questions to ask you. But first, I want to open the show with something we always do for our listeners, which is an interactive section.
Okay.
That we call the Twitter Translation.
Twitter Translation.
Okay, the way this works, so I'm going to give a sentence in Spanish, and the folks at home can write in English, either on Twitter or also on Instagram, right, Tino? If people want to participate, how can they find us on Instagram?
Pero todavía no sigues a Kyle en Twitter y en Instagram. No sabes cómo se llama. Se llama...
I'm Kyle Miller.
O lo que es lo mismo. I.M. Kyle Millar.
That's right. They call me Kyle Millar in Spain. So they call you Tricia, I suppose. Tricia!
Yeah, or trash. I get trash a lot. Or trucha. Yeah.
But never
horrible.
Trucha. Never.
Or Tracy.
Oye. Trucha. No. Okay.
No, truly, but yeah. I find my Spanish name weird. Tricia. Do you Tricia. Answer to, what do they call you?
Yeah. Kai. Well, Kyle.
Kyle.
If they see, because it's K-Y-L-E.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they call me Kyle. Although I don't normally go to Starbucks, but you know, if you go there, you know how they write the name on the cup?
Yeah.
And the guy, the other day I went there for the first time in, gosh, years, and he did an incredible version of my name. It was, I don't know how many, it kind of spelled Kyle, but it was probably about seven letters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't remember the letters, but it was an interesting version. But, you know, I don't, you know, it's okay. It's okay. I don't mind.
I'm just Maria whenever I go to Starbucks. The odd time that I do go, I don't go very much.
I think that Fernando is a difficult name for the foreign.
Yeah, maybe? Fernando.
Yeah. Well.
Not too bad.
Abba, help me.
I find Eugenio to be very difficult, so I generally don't have friends named Eugenio because it's too much work to say.
Or Aurelio.
Yeah.
But I actually have to give the sentence, la frase. Vaya, la frase de hoy es la siguiente. Ojalá pudiéramos cambiar de coche. So, please don't say it yet. Vamos a esperar, and we're going to let the folks at home write in and participate. So, on Twitter, on Instagram, send us your answers. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Ojalá pudiéramos cambiar de coche. Now, we have a bunch of people writing in already. We'll get to this a little bit later, but I want to ask you folks now, Tricia, you are Canadian as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you're from is it Calgary?
I'm from Calgary, Alberta, yeah.
Calgary, Alberta. You know, I had a guy on, no word of a lie, I had a guy about 3 weeks ago who lived in Canmore.
Oh, no way. Mm-hmm. That's an hour away. It's beautiful.
Canmore, Alberta.
Mm.
And we were talking about how Alberta is kind of like the farmland, and you have beef, you have mountains, you have oil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? It's a big oil and gas city, that's for sure.
Calgary,
and then a lot of people go through there to go to Banff and Canmore as well, skiing
Absolutely.
And snowboarding.
Beautiful. Fernando, have you been to Canada?
Yes, I go to in the summer.
Ah, good.
This summer?
We were there in September.
Yeah.
We did our show in Calgary. The debut was in Calgary.
Wow.
First time.
And how was that received?
Yeah, really well. I mean, I knew everyone in the audience, so that definitely helped.
Hey, Mom.
It was like everyone that I knew, but it was a really good time. Yeah. It was a good debut.
Yeah, a good experience.
He was like, "Wow, all the houses, they're so big and they're so decorated, you know? Like, I feel like people put a lot more effort into hanging things on the wall and setting up their places, but maybe that's just the friends that I have here.
Maybe.
We don't decorate so much."
It's even in the summer. You're not talking about Christmas decorations.
Just general. Like, my house is here in Madrid. I don't really hang anything on the walls. I don't know how to. The wall's too hard.
Yeah.
I think that in Canada, the people spend their money in their house. And in Spain, a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people spend their money in cañas y tapas.
Yeah. On beers and tapas.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
It's
a generalization, but I don't know. Maybe I hadn't really thought about that, but it could be.
Yeah.
It could be. Okay, so your show is called Live Story. Mm-hmm. So what should we know about this story? Now, it is comedy. It says comedy shorts.
Yeah.
So cortos, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, sketches.
In English, sketches, right. Mm-hmm. So sketches. So what would I expect if I show up at the Chocita del Loro on Wednesday night at
8:30?
At 8:30 on Gran Via, I show up. What's going to happen?
So, Live Story is a mix of stand-up and sketches based on life in Madrid. So I've taken real experiences that are quite relatable to everyone and then, you know, give them a little bit of exaggeration for sketch comedy. Do you think your listeners know what sketch means? Sometimes I don't know.
What do you say, Tino? ¿Te suena eso? Sketch comedy? ¿Sí te los sketches? No sé. He says, is it?
Yeah.
Un sketch. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. It's because sometimes I even speak to native English speakers and they're like, what's sketch, you know? So it's just comedy shorts, 5-7 minute scenes, and they're not connected to each other.
Right.
So it's a good formula for people that are non-native speakers.
Yeah.
Because if you get lost, then you get to start over again in 5 minutes.
You have a reset after 5 minutes.
Exactly.
No entiendo nada. Bueno, en 5 minutos empiezas otra vez.
Exactly.
So it's no problem, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Or maybe any person don't like the show, don't like a short, but in fact, never happen.
Yeah,
Everybody loves every sketch, but
they're not going to like everything. People don't like everything.
It's a strange possibility that any person don't like, in 5 minutes, another thing.
Yeah, they can
Something
start over,
else.
Reset,
That's
like
right.
you said.
Yeah, a little reset. You know, it's like listening to, an album, right?
Yeah.
You're listening to the... What do the kids listen to these days? The albums, you know?
Yeah.
The albums. Who's the big artist? Justin Bieber, right? Tino puts on his Justin Bieber album.
And I say, this
is a good one. But then you get to another one and it's not so good, right? So you got to skip. But in a few minutes, something new.
Yeah. Exactly.
So your show is kind of like a Justin Bieber album.
It's like a Justin Bieber album put out live on stage. That's exactly
Canadian content
in
both cases.
Yeah, it's Justin Bieber.
Or it's like
he also
eating,
is Canadian.
What's this? It's also like eating. What do they call it? Those green pepper. Those pimentón. Algunos pican y otros no. They say if you're eating some, and what do they say?
Pimiento del padrón.
Eso
no?
es, pimiento del padrón. One in ten is like really hot. You get burnt. Oh, I don't like that at all. Yes. But then the other ones are okay.
Yeah.
So you only have to put up with, right?
Spanish like the risk.
Yeah. It's a show for risk takers. I like it. So if people want to experience this in English, do they have to have a really high level of English to understand this and have a good time?
No, not at all. Like, that's why we do sketch comedy, because it's really much easier for people learning to understand. It's very expressive and changing always. So really, we've had people that don't speak any English come to the show and they can get, you know, an idea of what's happening in the sketches. I'm not going to tell people they're going to leave being fluent in the language, but they definitely take lots home and they understand a lot. Fernando's learning English through the show.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I have a lot of different people come to this program and I always say, you know, it's nice to have I've had authors come in, and I would say, you know, it's nice to be improving, doing something in English where you don't feel like you're in a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I improved my English a little bit, and it was enjoyable.
Yeah.
And that's an exciting thing, right?
Exactly. It's like real life English.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you don't have to associate it with homework or anything. Mm-hmm. You say, oh, I went out, I had fun, I learned some English.
Yeah.
And the language can be fun, and that's an important thing, right?
Absolutely.
Speaking of having fun with the language, do you like challenges, Fernando?
Challenges? Excuse me?
A challenge? Un reto? Te gusta?
Oh,
you like
them?
Yeah,
I love him. And I think that I do it comedia 10 years ago, 10 or more. For me, this is a new way for doing my profession is a...
Do it in English.
Yeah, if you can be your way more longer, but you can be your way more wide.
Okay, you can broaden your horizons. Well, why don't we do that? Why don't we do a little challenge right now? In fact, are you ready, Fernando?
I'm ready.
Are you ready, Tricia?
I think so.
Okay, we're gonna get warmed up. Vamos a calentarnos.
Okay.
We're gonna get warmed up a little bit. We call it the warm up gym.
The warm-up gym.
All right, how can you not get warmed up with that music, right, guys? So the way this works, I'm going to give you a sentence in Spanish and you say it in English. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Woo!
Why
okay,
not?
Here we go. Number one, él es carpintero.
He's, I don't know.
Carpintero. It's very similar.
Wooden?
He's your cousin.
He's a Jesus.
Jesus.
Your cousin Carlos.
Carpintero, I know.
Carpenter.
He's carpenter?
He's a carpenter.
He is a carpenter.
So yeah, be careful because when we talk about professions, we need the article. We say, he's a carpenter. Right?
Yeah.
He says, he's happy. He's a carpenter.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Right? Okay. Number two, are you ready for this one?
Okay.
están aquí porque son mis padres.
They're here because they're my parents.
Nice. Very good.
Did you like that radio?
Very nice. Yeah, they're here because... Why? Because they're my parents.
Trisha, your English is very good.
One for Trisha, zero for Fernando.
Okay, the next sentence...
But she was practicing this afternoon, I heard. She was brushing up on her English. Number three.
Then we can play to the opposite.
We could. We could do it that way.
Okay.
Hold on here. Let me do another one.
Okay.
Esa no es la única alternativa.
That aren't the only option.
Bueno, but esa no es, it's singular, right? So that isn't the only alternativa.
Alternative.
There you go. That isn't the only alternative.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Doing good.
Okay. Here we go. Él es una persona importante.
He is an important person.
He is an important person.
This sentence I know.
All right.
Damn it.
Okay.
I'm getting the easy ones.
I want this sentence.
Okay, I'm going to give... Okay, hold on here. Ese es tu problema.
That is your problem.
Your problem.
Your problem.
That's your problem.
Ole, chiquillo.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Who's in the lead right now? Is it still 2-1?
I think it might be 2-1. Yeah. I mean, Okay. Here we go. I'm gonna raise the bar a little bit. Okay. ¿Dónde está el dinero del abogado?
Where is the lawyer's money?
Oh, yeah.
Ole!
Ole. Where is the lawyer's money?
I love your mystery voices.
Where's the lawyer's money?
The mystery voice of Trisha.
That's my radio voice.
All right, here we go. All right, estoy contigo.
I am stay with you.
Stay? Well, I am. You don't need to stay. I'm estoy contigo. I'm with you.
I'm with you.
I'm with you.
I'm with you.
I'm estoy contigo. I'm with you. Right?
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Okay.
These are easy.
I give you okay. half a point.
Here we go. This is good advice. Bueno, siempre, and it's not true in my case. Siempre como comidas equilibradas.
I always eat a well-balanced meal.
Yeah, good. Or balanced meals. And a plural, I always eat balanced meals. Do you? You measure out the veggies.
I do.
How do you say right? equilibrada? How do you say?
Balanced?
Balanced.
Yeah. Balanced.
I mm-hmm. never put more than 100 balance. Grams of salmon unless there's 100 grams of protein. Carbs, I don't know.
You know, a vegetable or whatever.
This is an Valen 5.
Balanced meals. Fernanda, do you always eat balanced meals?
Balanced meal?
Balanced meals. Do you? Do you always eat balanced meals?
I believe that yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Creo que sí, I think so.
Yeah, yes, I think so. And I do sport. And I,
oh, that's good. Tino always tries to eat balanced meals, right, Tino? There he is. He's what's he eating today? He's eating a bag of, what are they? What are those? Kikos. A bag of Kikos. I don't know how we say those in English. Those little fried corn.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tino, I don't know if that's a balanced
meal. I thought
it was
almonds.
I don't know if that's a balanced meal, Tino.
Okay. That's why he's got those big muscles.
Exactly, from all those Kikos.
Very big.
All those Kikos. All right. All right, let's do one more each, shall
okay.
we?
Okay, bring it, bring
the last
it, bring
one?
It.
One more each.
One
uno,
more.
Why not, eh? Uno cada uno, why not? All right, here we go.
I'm ready.
Here we go. ¿Dónde están?
Where is it?
Where I stand. It's plural.
Where is they?
Where
are they?
Where are they? There you go.
They?
Where are they?
Yeah.
Ole. All right. Okay. No dejo que las cosas me preocupen.
I don't let things bother me.
Oh, that's good.
Ole.
Okay. I don't let things bother me.
So I don't need to take any more English classes then. Did I do okay?
You did very well.
Yes?
You did very well.
I do it this for the people know that can come to our show with a person that...
If you're on the stage...
That
if you're
this
on the stage,
level of English.
Okay. So your comedy show, you have a sketch comedy show.
Yeah.
And it says, actually, right, I like that, in quotation marks, no hace falta un inglés perfecto.
Mm. Yeah.
Right?
No, in fact...
This is a proof.
Fernando's very easy to understand. He's memorized the show. He's put in a lot of time. But Spanish people that are learning, they understand him... Quite simply.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I can play around with him too, so that's a lot of fun.
Comedy shorts in English.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, is there any Spanish in there at all?
A little bit. Sometimes he plays characters that are Spanish and they speak a little bit, but you don't need to speak Spanish to understand the show. But there is a little bit of Spanish in it.
Yeah. It's a show for a person that learns English and for the person that come here to Madrid.
Who comes here and is a
holiday,
a foreigner from Chicago, and they're walking down Gran Vía, and they say, this is a show for me.
This is for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there aren't many alternatives to see shows in English on Gran Vía.
No.
So this is the only one.
I think so. Yeah, so.
I think so. Definitely it's the only English show at La Chocita del Loro because it's their first time. We know that, you know, and they were testing the water to see how it goes. Mm-hmm. But I haven't seen other shows on Gran Vía. There could be, but I've not seen at the time, right now.
So how did you get in there, by the way? It must have been a lot of hard work and insisting and calling and...
Well, actually, it was it wasn't so hard because Fernando is a comedian there in Spanish. So he's been working there for many years.
Yeah. But I think that Madrid need more comedy in English. In Barcelona, for example, do it, I think, more comedy.
They do comedy 6 days a week in English.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Madrid, we have, you know, we have like the Freshly comedy, those guys, and there's some different groups.
Yeah,
right?
There's Mad Improv, there's Fox Jokes, there's, you know, open mics and things like this. So there is actually a really strong community.
Okay.
In English.
So for people, good for people to know that want to go out, enjoy some comedy and experience some English as well.
Yeah.
Because you do, apart from this show, you do comedy yourself, right? Right.
Yeah.
Patricia?
Yeah. I do stand up comedy. So yeah, I host an open mic that I've put on hold for these few months just till this show's up and running.
Cause focus your attention on one thing, right?
Exactly. So right now we're doing one show a month, but then in January, hopefully we'll start doing two. The idea is to get a weekly show going on. So, but I am going to get back with the open mic, hopefully in January. And then we're also doing school shows. So we just came from a school show in Brunet. We had Alfonso Moreno.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to ask you about that. We have to cut to a break really quick. A real quick break, but we're going to come back because it is interesting, the world of comedy in English in Spain. I'm going to ask you more about that and also the answer, the responses to our Twitter translation. We'll get to that in just a few minutes, so don't touch that dial.
I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Un máster o un MBA apenas impresiona a un entrevistador. Son muchos ya los que tienen estudios de posgrado. Sin embargo, siguen siendo pocos los que pueden demostrar un ágil y potente dominio del inglés. Es aquí donde uno se diferencia. Es aquí donde uno destaca de verdad. Céntrate en el inglés. Quítalo de en medio y empieza a cotizar alto en el mercado laboral.
Los másters en inglés profesional de Vaughan harán que se dispare tu carrera profesional. Llama e infórmate sin compromiso. No te arrepentirás. 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
Disney English Vaughan es un curso de inglés para niños entre 4 y 9 años, donde combinamos el método Vaughan con la magia de Disney. Les esperamos en todos los centros Vaughan. Puedes consultarlos en grupovaughan.com. Y no te olvides que la formación continúa con el Club Junior y todas las ofertas de formación de la línea Junior de Vaughan.
Apúntalos al Christmas Impact Junior.
Aprenderán mucho inglés.
Pero mucho. Así, con la magia de la Navidad, sin apenas darse cuenta. Estas Navidades haz que disfruten y aprendan en el Christmas Impact de Junior. Inglés con todo el espíritu navideño de Vaughan. Llama al 911-335-832. 911-335-832.
¡Ho, ho, ho!
Estas Navidades, regala inglés. Regala Vaughan.
Regálate un curso intensivo en Navidad. Consigue realizar uno de los propósitos antes de acabar el año. Lo vas a conseguir, pero tienes que llamarnos al 91-133-5833. Christmas Impact. Porque no hay mejor regalo estas Navidades. Regala Vaughan. Regala inglés.
Despide con Vaughan el mes de noviembre. Aprovecha el Friday más largo del año. Del 25 de noviembre al 3 de diciembre, Black Friday en Vaughan.
Consigue un día gratis en los Christmas Impact en Junior para jóvenes de 4 a 17 años. Un 10% de descuento en el curso intensivo de Navidad para adultos. Los trimestrales por videoconferencia también tienen un 10% de descuento. Y si apuntas a los peques a los próximos Weekend Camps, otro descuento del 10. Además consigue el curso Objetivo Inglés en Vaughan Tienda por solo 99 euros. Hasta fin de
de existencias.
El viernes más largo del año lo tienes aquí en Baugan, Black Friday, del 25 de noviembre al 3 de diciembre en grupobaugan.com y cursos@grupobaugan.com. El mejor ritmo para la recta final del año.
¿Los trabajadores de tu empresa tienen un problema con el inglés y no tienen tiempo de ir a clase? Te mandamos un profesor Vaughan a tu empresa. Un profesor Vaughan que se desplaza para dar clase a tus empleados de manera personalizada. O si lo prefieres, te damos las clases por teléfono, videoconferencia o una plataforma digital adaptada a las necesidades de cada alumno. Ya no hay excusa. Estén donde estén, los trabajadores de tu empresa pueden aprender inglés con Vaughan. Llama al 91-133-5 5831 y te daremos más información. 91-133-5831.
Estás escuchando Born Radio. Born Radio.
Everybody, welcome back. It is time for the second half hour. Here we are in the second half hour of today's Drive Time show. And I'm joined by Tricia Audette and Fernando García Torres. And together, they form... Now, your group is TYF Comedy?
Yeah, TYF Comedy. So, Tricia y Fernando.
I see what
I
you've
was
done.
Thinking something more cool like Fernando y Tricia, but...
We both like Tricia and Fernando better, so...
Yeah, both.
TYF Comedy. At TYF Comedy. Yeah. On Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, and you know, we just signed up for TikTok, but I don't know how to use it. Are you on TikTok?
No, I don't.
Do you want to be on TikTok?
Not really.
Are your listeners on TikTok?
I don't know. Tino, are you on TikTok? He says, ¿qué es eso? ¿Pero te suena eso, Tino? Es otra plataforma de redes sociales.
Yeah, because we needed more, right? I felt like there was a shortage of social media that we needed more. Apparently, it's one of the most active, it's the most, do you call them members or...
You active users?
Yeah.
TikTok.
Yeah.
And I think it's like these short looping videos.
Yeah, it seems to have a younger audience. But
so like the Instagram story is now down to what, 15 seconds? So if people don't have the attention span to last 15 seconds, then they can shorten it to like 3.
Yeah.
They only have 3 seconds left before they start thinking of something else.
Yeah, you really have to catch
people. Which is probably not,
If for 15 seconds, for them to commit to 15 seconds, you really got to do a song and a dance.
I worry about what this is doing to people's brains. You know what I mean? Like social media is becoming more and more like instant. I need it now. I need some quick stimulus now because I can't read a full article or watch a show. You know what I mean? It seems that way.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. I'm happy that being born in 81, I can see the difference between living without. I know what it was like because the new generation, they don't know the difference. So it's what they know.
Going to the library and looking up something in a book.
Encyclopedias.
A physical book to do research, which people say now is unnecessary. But it at least helped us probably develop our brains in hopefully maybe a different way. Where we had a bit of patience.
I like
for
books.
Things.
Yeah. I'm never going to be a kinder person. I probably not go to the library to do research, but I like to hold a book. I'm always going to like books. I hope they don't ever go away.
Yeah. You know, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. I like books and I also like challenges. Did I mention that before?
You did.
Well, let's have a look at some. Why don't we look at some vocabulary? How about that?
Okay.
Let's talk about some vocabulary. Today we have, speaking of social media and the internet, how do you say, do you know how you say barra? If you have like a website and you have Barr, also the guitarist for Guns N' Roses. His name wasn't Barr, right? Was the guy with the big hat was Slash.
Slash.
Yeah. Dos puntos.
2 points.
We say
2 point.
Colon.
I had to think about that for a second.
Colon, like the guy who discovered America, right? Cristobal Colon. But we say colon. We say Columbus in English, but hacer clic. Is in Spanish. I like it. I say hacer clic sobre eso. And in English, it's just two. To click.
Yeah.
To click. Right? Click.
It's the same.
Well, to click. Yeah. C-L-I-C-K. But you say like make click. Make click on the enter sign or whatever, right?
Is that they say hacer un click?
Hacer click. No.
Ah, sí, well,
no,
ask
Tino. Click. Hay que hacer click. Haz click. Click.
Doble click.
Doble click. All right. Now you got punto com. You say that a lot on your websites, right?
Yeah.
Punto com in English. Of course, we say
.com. Do you like this radio voice that's coming
yeah,
out?
Yeah, exactly.
You really inspire me with your radio voice. I love your voice.
Thank you. Now we have, on a website, you have those frecuentes preguntas. Do you say that? Frecuentes preguntas frecuentes?
Sí.
And you know what I'm talking about? It's a little area with the, we use 3 letters in English. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to say it?
Unless Fernando wants to say it. Do you know what we're talking about?
I don't know.
You have to go to the area, the
frequently asked questions.
Exactly. And sometimes you just see FAQ. Frequently asked questions. FAQ.
Okay.
Página principal. Like de casa, we say. Kind of like the
main page.
Main page or the homepage, yeah.
Main page. Either or.
Enlace. Do you say enlace? Vínculo? I think now you use the same word as English, though. El enlace or the?
The link?
Link. Yeah, link. Click on the link.
Yeah.
Y contraseña. Introducir tu contraseña.
Password?
Put in your password.
And I recently taught Fernando a word. I'm trying to think of what it is in Spanish, but when you tag someone... In Spanish, it is enlacer. De arroba.
Etiquetar. To ticket
etiquetar.
Them. Etiquetar.
Yeah.
Etiquetar.
Yeah. I thought tag was just universal, that we used it in English and in Spanish. And I was like, tag me in the photo. And he didn't understand what I was saying. I thought it was just one of those words that we used, you know, across languages. But I was wrong.
Because they do say hashtag. Mm-hmm. El hashtag.
Yeah.
Yes, the same.
Etiquetar. To tag. Yeah. Like the game. Tag. You're it.
Yeah.
Tag.
But, cada vez más, how do you say?
More and more.
More and more. In the Spain, catch a word, English word for,
yes.
To say in the jerga.
Yeah, in the jargon. You absorb
Spanish,
English words into Spanish jargon. That's right.
You know the word that I have the most fun with when I go back to Canada, and maybe this happens to you too, because I'm in the habit of saying wifi. And I go back home, I'm like, do you have wifi? And everyone looks at me very strange. Like, what is wifi?
My brother started doing that because he found it so amusing when he came to Spain and they were saying wifi instead of, by the way, in English, we say Wi-Fi. Not Wi-Fi, but Wi-Fi. And so he calls it Wi-Fi all the time now. He just loves it. He's like, let's connect to the Wi-Fi, man. Yeah.
Do you like AC/DC?
What's this?
Do you like AC/DC?
AC/DC.
Oh.
The band. Or REM. REM.
Like, what?
REM.
Or
REM. REM.
Or
U2.
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 Sounds funny.
But the thing about U2, though, it has a cool... sense in English, like you too, in the sense of como tú también. In English, but in Spanish, U2 no tiene sentido.
Sometimes Fernando speaks Sevillano, and I don't understand him, but you understand very well.
When I'm tired, yeah.
Yeah, I speak with a little vocalization.
With less vocalization, maybe. With less clear enunciation. All right. There we go, a little Seville. Sevilla.
No, I lived in Sevilla my first year, yeah. And it was very challenging. I had a hard time understanding people.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's different language.
Andalu. Andalu.
They eat some of the letters off at the end of the word.
Yeah.
Well, maybe later on, Tino, we could do one of those España de siempre. We have a special section. Do we have one, Tino? Later on, we'll get one. We have some listeners from different parts of Spain that sometimes ask questions, and we have some of them from the south who write in with questions, and we can check in and see if we have one from there. But anyway, why don't we do the speed round? Remember that one, Tino? Tino knows what I'm talking about. This is, do you like another challenge?
Okay.
So this is a good one. The way this works.
Today is the day of the challenge.
Now, the way this works, this is really exciting. If you thought it was exciting before, you wait. Because the way this works, I'm going to ask you a question and you just answer it.
Yeah.
But what we need is a three-word answer. So it's like if I say, am I Chinese? You'll say, no, you're not.
Okay.
So the first word is yes or no. The second word is a subject, like you, or yes, he. Was Elvis Presley famous? Yes, he was, right? The second word is a subject, and then we have the auxiliary verb or the verb to be, finishing the short answer, right? So let's practice one. What if I say, does the sun shine in Norway? You could say, yes.
Yes, I know.
Now hold on. Here we gotta think about this. If I say does, think about it. That's what you call your auxiliary verb. Does the sun shine? So you say yes, it does. Exactly,
yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
If I say, let's see, should your car be inspected from time to time? Should your car? So you say yes.
Trisha, it's your turn.
Yes,
yes, yes. It should.
Yes, it should. Exactly.
It's really difficult.
It's tough. And it's especially when I increase the intensity.
Okay? I failed the other proof.
The other test. That's
no,
all right.
You're doing really good.
You're doing great. You're doing great. So the way this works, I'm going to give you as many questions as I can in 90 seconds. And we'll see how many we can answer. Are you ready, Fernando?
I am ready, but I am not sure that if I understand the
challenge here.
The challengers. The exercise.
It was like the new sketch we made with the short answers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I am. Yes, I
so
do.
If
yes,
I say, yeah, so if I say, does Superman, does, think about that first word. Does Superman exist?
Yes, it does.
Now, Superman, he.
He does.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or no, he doesn't. Unfortunately, no, he doesn't.
Supermarket.
Superman. It was like, I mean, you know, supermarkets exist, but Superman unfortunately doesn't.
For this, I say, it does.
Does Superman exist? No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
Right? Do you and I know each other?
Yes.
We?
We does.
Now, do you and I? Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
We're going to give this a go. Let's put 90 seconds on the clock, Tino. We call it the speed round. The speed round. Ready, set, go! Did I take you to the airport last night?
Yes, you did.
Really? Okay, will you try to answer my next question correctly? Will you?
Yeah, why not?
Yes, why not? Yes, I will. Okay, have I earned more money than Paul McCartney this year?
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't, but grammatically correct. Now, is there a gold coin in your pocket?
No, it isn't.
Is there? No, there.
Not there.
Isn't.
Isn't.
No, there isn't. Okay. There isn't. Would I be here if I were blind and deaf?
No, you wouldn't.
Okay. Are you and I going to play tennis this evening? You and I.
Yes, I am. Yes.
You and I?
Ah.
We?
Yes, we are.
Okay, I didn't know about it, but maybe, okay.
Why not?
Did Japan start a war with Greenland last month?
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. Will you stay here until midnight tonight?
No, I am not.
Will you? Will you? No, I won't. No, I won't.
Won't.
Will you? No, I won't. No, I won't. Does Robert Redford live in a nice house?
Yes, he does.
Can it rain in the desert? Can it?
Yes, it does.
Can it? Yes, it?
Yes.
It can.
It can.
Yes, it can. Okay, will the Pope live for 40 more years? Last question.
No, he won't.
No, he won't. Dun, dun, dun. I mean, I doubt it. It's possible, but I doubt it.
Fernando's feeling the pressure.
I win this game.
It's intense.
I believe that the win.
That's a really hard challenging game.
I know. It was tough. It was tough. But
you and me, do you play the tennis? Yes or no?
Well, tonight, I mean, I don't know if I have time, Fernando.
Oh, come
on. We could. All right. We could. All right. So then we call that the speed round. It's the most intense. I call it the most intense 90 seconds in Spanish radio.
My heart's racing.
I know. I get it. I get sweaty just doing that thing myself.
Yeah. Right? Who do you normally do it with?
Whoever comes in. Okay. Whoever wants to step up, right, to the challenge. Why don't we have a look at our expression of the day? How about that? Expression of the day. Our expression of the day, to be on hand. You know this one?
Mm-hmm.
I always keep it on hand. What does that mean?
To be on hand, to have something convenient and easy to access.
Exactly. Exactly. So I don't always drink Coca-Cola, but I keep some on hand for when I'm thirsty. Or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't. I don't buy Coca-Cola. Too much sugar.
I always keep ibuprofen on hand.
There you go. Great example. She always keeps ibuprofen on hand. What do you keep on hand in your house, Fernando? Do you keep some things on hand? Nearby? Ready? What do you say in Spanish? A mano, right?
Yeah.
Quedar a mano. Quedar.
Sí. Near.
Siempre tengo eso a mano. You say like at hand, basically.
Well, he lives in Reus, so he always has vermouth.
Yeah.
You always keep some vermouth on hand.
Yeah.
So when you feel like you've just had a stressful show with this guy asking you intense questions, you can go home and have a chupito and relax for once, right?
Yes, yes.
Because you have vermouth on hand. Good. Okay.
Yeah.
To be on hand. Very nice. Now, okay, the comedy, I don't mean to be stressing you out here. Sorry if I'm stressing you out, estresando.
She laughs a lot of me, eh?
No, I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing with you. I think you're doing really wonderful.
There's an important difference, right?
Yes.
Laughing at and laughing with.
Yeah, no, you're doing great.
So the show here, for the folks who are just tuning in, is called Live Story.
Mm-hmm.
And it is comedy shorts in English.
Yeah.
And this is at the famous Chocita del Loro.
Yeah, on Gran Vía
in Madrid.
This Wednesday?
This Wednesday, yeah, Wednesday. December 4th.
Now, this is, we have listeners all over the place, not just Madrid. We have listeners all over the world, and certainly in our 8 or 9 Spanish cities that we broadcast in. Would you ever consider bringing this one on the road? To Barcelona or Valencia or
Alicante? Absolutely. Absolutely. That's
or Malaga or Seville?
Yeah, why not? Is you say that you're teaching in the Puerto de Santa Maria?
Yeah, you know what? I've been traveling around to schools for a few years doing comedy, stand-up, interactive shows, using comedy to teach English.
Oh, nice.
So it's kind of what I'm really into because I like education, but I like being on stage, so I blend the two. So I've traveled a lot all over Spain, and I'd like to bring this show on the road. So we'll be in... doing a high school show in Sevilla in March.
Oh, wow.
So we got some school shows. We did one today in Brunet at Alfonso Moreno.
Yeah. Today is, for me, the first time. A good experience.
Yeah.
How old were the students?
They were between 14 to 17. So tercer eso, which we say grade 9, right, in Canada. Grade 9, grade 10, grade 11, and grade 12. So the older students.
Mm-hmm.
And the school had a nice theater. I was there last year, so it was really nice. And I think it was a good experience for Fernando because he's used to doing stand-up in Spanish with adults. Mm-hmm. At La Chocita. And teenagers is a whole other ball game, right?
Yeah.
You really have to get into their minds and figure out what they find funny because it's a different sense of humor.
Yeah.
So we changed the show a lot for them.
Yeah, and they have to kind of think that it's cool too, right? Teenagers.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, these cool.
Trisha had the idea that when we do the performs, couch a student and integrate in the
sketch.
Okay,
take students up on stage.
On stage, yeah. Yeah.
How did that go?
And I like him.
Did they like
I
it?
Think,
some
I
of
think
them.
That,
some of them.
Integrate perfectly between us and do that another student.
It's fun because you never know what's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
So, and some of the students really get into it, so.
Yeah.
And put the false hair.
Yeah, the wigs.
Oh, they put the on. Wigs, they put on wigs.
Out there. Mm. It's funny, very funny.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, yeah, so you have Seville coming up in a few months.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you'll do some, maybe do some different cities. Who knows, right?
Yeah, yeah. We're definitely open to moving around. It's a mobile show, so it's easy to move.
Even all the world, even Europe? Or
yeah, we did the show in Canada.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
International.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I dream that do the show in the Montreal, that is a city of very important for the comedy.
Yeah, the Montreal comedy. What's
yeah,
it? The comedy.
One time,
just for laughs.
Just for laughs. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
In fact, Fernando's using the show to learn English. So we started working on the show in July, and it's been how he's learning English through comedy. It's another way to learn. If there's performers that are listening to this or actors and they want to practice their English, they could, start learning how to perform on stage in English. It's the best way. Or go into like improv workshops and trying acting courses in English.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's my way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to do, I always say the same thing. It's important to be doing other things in English,
mm-hmm.
Or finding things that you love. If you love cooking, read recipes and read the pages and cook and do things in English and do things you love through the language, and you can improve a lot.
Absolutely. And one thing that's really, really important, if you want to speak English, you have to speak.
Yeah.
So that's one message that I really like to send out to people is quita la vergüenza.
Yeah.
Because what's important is the communication.
Yeah.
So if people are understanding you, then that's what's important.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you speak perfect.
Yeah, that's right.
And then through speaking, you start to see the errors that you're making.
Correct.
And hear them yourself.
Because the goal is to communicate. It's not to be a perfect, talking like a dictionary.
Exactly.
Right? It's to communicate effectively.
And I think that the comedy is an excellent tool for communicate.
Yeah, it's a nice icebreaker, right? When people are laughing, they kind of let down their guard.
Sure.
So when we pull students up on stage, they're laughing and they're having a good time. They're more willing to come up. They kind of let down their guard a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, We don't have enough time, I don't think, for our España de Siempre. Do we, Tino? He says we do. We have a section before. We're going to do a quick section here, then we'll go to a break, then we're going to come back, and we're going to give away we have a special deal, a 2-for-1 deal, right?
Yeah.
We can announce this in a minute, but I want to make sure we have time for this because we want to go abroad. Now, you're going to have to help us with this. You're going to have to listen and tell us what this person is saying. We call it Inglés para la España de siempre. Inglés para la España de siempre.
¡Ole!
¡Ay, ay, ay!
¡Ole!
¡Ay, ay, ay! ¡Ay, ay,
ay! ¡Divertido!
¡Ay, ay, ay!
¡El niño de Canadá!
¡Qué arte más grande!
Hola, Kai, que soy Miguel Fontanero. Mira, ¿cómo le puedo yo decir a los clientes que tenemos ingleses aquí en la Costa del Sol cuando voy a arreglarle que yo se lo puedo hacer, pero que esto lo tienen que pagarlo en efectivo, que esto no lo cubre el seguro?
Bueno, que esto no cubre el seguro, ¿no? So, do you know how you say that? Were you able to follow him? Very Andaluc accent, right?
Yeah, I find...
Would you say? Andalusian accent?
Sí, pero en inglés, in English?
Well, well, what did he say? Did you catch it?
I can try, my soul.
Yeah, all right.
My soul in mi alma.
Mi alma.
My soul.
Ay, mi alma.
I can try to speak in English, of course.
So what did he say? Did you get it? Do you know what he said?
No.
He was talking about repairs, right? Reparación un coche, no? Wasn't he? He was working in a mechanic shop, un taller, no? Mecánico, yeah. No, Tino? Sorry, fontanero, excuse me, fontanero. So he was a plumber. And he says, these sorts of jobs, you have to pay in cash, en efectivo, because they're not covered by the insurance.
Oh.
El seguro. He says, el seguro no paga eso, entonces hay que pagar en efectivo. So you have to pay en efectivo, we say, to pay in cash. In cash.
In cash.
Cash. Yeah.
Show me the money.
Exactly, to pay in cash. Okay, so I think that was helpful for him. You know, if you're down there running your plumber, if you're a plumber, if you're an Andalusian plumber, then we've just helped you out a little bit, hopefully.
There you go.
Yeah. So we're going to take a short break, a quick break. We're going to come back, and we are going to tell you at home, okay, the answer to our Twitter translation, ¿cómo se dice en inglés? Ojalá pudiéramos cambiar de coche. We're going to review that in a minute. It's not too late to participate. But also, we're going to give away... A 2-for-1 pass, is that right? 2-for-1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On your show Wednesday night on Gran Vía for a lucky winner. We're going to do a little un reto, a little challenge, a little quiz.
Yes.
And whoever gets the right answer will win a we'll get 2-for-1 deal.
Yeah.
What a deal. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back in just a few minutes, so don't touch that dial.
Ahora puedes solicitar tu prueba de nivel gratuita durante todo el año. Llámanos al 91-133-5833 y resérvala.
Baugan Empresas es mucho más que clases de inglés para empresas.
Mucho más.
Tenemos varios tipos de cursos a vuestra disposición, como nuestros cursos in-company, con profesores que se desplazan a vuestra empresa para dar allí las clases en el horario que acordéis con ellos.
Nuestras clases online y telefónicas con varios niveles y temáticas disponibles. ¿Buscas un curso que se adapte a las necesidades de los empleados? Entonces buscas Baugan Empresas.
Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5831 o en Grupo Baugan.
Apúntate a nuestros cursos trimestrales. En solo 3 meses perfeccionarás tu inglés. Cursos trimestrales de Baugan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupobaugan.com.
Ho, ho, ho. Come to Vaughan Systems this Christmas and learn English while having a blast with your new friends. Merry Christmas, everyone.
¿Ya entendiste a Santa?
¿Cómo?
Todavía no.
Si quieres que los peques de la casa hagan este año la carta de deseos en inglés, apúntalos al Christmas Impact Junior.
Aprenderán mucho inglés.
Pero mucho. Así, con la magia de la Navidad, sin apenas darse cuenta. Estas Navidades haz que disfruten y aprendan en el Christmas Impact de Junior. Inglés con todo el espíritu navideño de Baugan. Llama al 911-335-832. 911-335-832.
¡Ho, ho, ho!
Estas Navidades, regala inglés. Regala Baugan.
Regálate un curso intensivo en Navidad. Consigue realizar uno de los propósitos antes de acabar el año. Lo vas a conseguir, pero tienes que llamarnos al 911-133-5833. Christmas Impact. Porque no hay mejor regalo estas Navidades. Regala Baugan. Regala inglés.
Baugan y Disney presentan...
Disney English Baugan.
La magia de Disney en sus clases de inglés.
Ahora en Baugan, tus peques pueden aprender inglés con sus personajes favoritos Disney, en un entorno creativo y lleno de diversión y aventura.
Historias interactivas, canciones, juegos y mucho más.
Con Disney English Baugan aprenderán inglés sin darse cuenta, de la mano de los mejores profesores.
Con Disney English y Baugan llegarán hasta el infinito y más allá.
Disney English Baugan está disponible en varias ciudades de España.
Para niños y niñas de 4 a 9 años.
Búscalo en grupobaugan.com y apúntalos ya.
Si no te apuntas a los 6 días en Vaughan Town, lo único que podemos recomendar a cambio son 6 meses viviendo y trabajando en el extranjero, en un país de habla inglesa. Solo 6 días en Vaughan Town te aupa más que 6 meses fuera. ¿No nos crees? Manda a Vaughan Town a un amigo empleado que esté desesperado con el inglés y obsérvale 6 días después. El cambio que verás te sorprenderá. La inversión en tiempo y dinero tendrá un retorno impresionante.
¿Sabes que el inglés es indispensable para competir en el mercado laboral? Todos lo sabemos. ¿Cuántas veces en un proceso de selección, en una vacante para un ascenso, has visto cómo otra persona te adelantaba por la izquierda? El puesto era perfecto para ti, pero tu inglés no estaba a la altura.
Dale un empujón a tu carrera profesional. Apúntate al Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Aprenderás a negociar, a hacer presentaciones y a controlar cualquier situación profesional en inglés. Apúntate ya llamando al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Si lo que quieres es resolver en inglés y no solo dar clases año tras año, llama